Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the We Are Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, Viper Viper, a.k.a. Viper Freeze, with my co-host...
The Renegade Enigma.
Yay! We're back. We are back.
Had a little ricochet R roll I heard there. You only did one, just like him.
Ricochet cannot roll his R's like me. No, who does he think he is?
No, he rolled it for, on what was it? Carrillo, but he didn't say it for Mysterio.
I can't say it for Mysterio. There's no Rey Mysterio. I can't say it for that. I know you people are like, what did we turn into? You turned into a wrestling podcast. That's what we're about, people.
A.K.A. the Tangent Podcast, because we go off on a tangent every once in a while.
We have never gone off on a tangent. And speaking of tangents, there's a tangent right over there. All right, whatever.
Some ADD shit. Anyhow.
Ooh, you said we added something when we didn't cut anything out? This is just one podcast.
This is episode 2 of season 2. Go ahead.
I really hate that, but whatever. We're going with episode 2, season 2, a.k.a. episode 19 or 20. One of those.
You don't even know what fucking episode we're on, so you might as well just go with it.
Well, I know we're in episode 2 of the Rumble Saga.
You don't fucking know. Just go.
Episode 2 of Rumble Saga. Ha-ha. Now, okay. Yes. Yeah.
Explain the Rumble Saga again for those of you that are new. Go ahead.
The Rumble Saga is the episodes leading up to the Royal Rumble. So it's very entertaining because we drop news to the Royal Rumble each episode. Just like last episode, we dropped the big news about, hey, wouldn't it be cool if Drew McIntyre wrestled Brock Lesnar? After Drew McIntyre said he was in the Rumble, but then this Monday Night Raw, Drew McIntyre said he was in the Rumble again.
So he's in it twice.
Twice.
Probably Drew McIntyre from Delaware.
His name is Drew McIntyre.
And Drew Galloway.
Oh, Drew. Okay, Drew both away. And the reason we're bringing this up because we did call him versus Brock Lesnar at the Rumble because Brock Lesnar is entering the Royal Rumble. The WWE champion, Brock Lesnar, is in the Royal Rumble at number one, taking on everybody.
Now, the part that I'm confused about is it for the title, number one? And if it's not for the title, if Brock wins, which more than likely he won't, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, does he get a bye at WrestleMania? Like, he won't be at WrestleMania, which in his case would be stupid because he's all about the money and that's the most money you're going to make in this whole job.
Okay, one, they have not established it's about the title. They just established he's just in the match just to be in the match. They never said it was for the title.
Okay.
Is it going to lead to a title match at WrestleMania? That's it. But I don't think he's winning. More than likely, he's getting thrown out by Matt Riddle or somebody from SmackDown that's not on the Raw brand. And it's going to lead to a WrestleMania match.
Wait, you mean someone who's not on the SmackDown brand who's on any other brand because he's on SmackDown, isn't he? No, he's on Raw. Excuse me. My bad. You're right.
Yes, that's what I meant. It's going to be somebody that's not on Raw.
Yeah, you're right.
Will that person win the Rumble? Probably not, because all you had to do is throw Brock Lesnar out. He's going to be pissed and want to fight you, so basic title match.
Pretty much.
Yeah, so you don't even have to win it. As long as you throw his ass out, you're fine. Fuck that. It's cool.
And if our speculation is right, you know what I mean, they're going to have like NXT people in there, a bunch of NXT people.
Yes.
Of course, Raw and SmackDown. So if you win from your brand or whatever, you go against your own brand. At least that's the way it used to be. Or you get to pick or whatever. So Brock should be safe and he could face whoever throws him out, which, again, like you said, should be Matt Riddle.
Yes. But I'm not going with this whole if you win, you have to pick your brand thing. It's three brands now. You fuck that.
Yeah.
Whoever wins, you pick whatever fucking title you want, whoever you want, whenever at WrestleMania.
Preferably, you know, I prefer it that way. Like, I prefer it just like that. But, you know, they switch it every once in a while. 1 minute, it's, you know, you pick. The next minute, you have to go for whatever brand you are.
Yeah, it's more exciting with the pick because not only do you have the excitement of, oh my gosh, we don't know who he's going to pick, but you lead that all the way up to right the month right before WrestleMania, where you can have people actually questioning who's he going to pick because everybody's going to be on the line. Think about if it's somebody from Raw and they just show up at NXT like, hey, I could challenge Adam Cole, or I could go over here and challenge The Fiend. Mm-hmm. And it's going to lead to all types of cool shit to WrestleMania. But if you just pick that one person and go, you win, you're going right for your champion, it cuts out a lot of drama and cuts out a lot of intrigue.
Exactly.
But I'm just saying what we're saying because we know stuff, and it's pretty much going to be a pick your champion.
It's similar to like the Money in the Bank. Like, they do the same thing with Money in the Bank. You win, you used to get picked, like, who, like, what champion you used to go against. Now, I believe it's still, you win that championship, you go for that championship.
Yeah, it's because it's not the black box anymore. The black box was you face whoever.
Yeah.
The gold box means you have to face that specific person.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, like, really dumb.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, we need to, they don't, like, they take away the, they're taking away the drama. It's still drama in some respects with that, but they need to bring the drama back to some of this mystery stuff.
Like, to steal a line from Vince McMahon, he's always talking about, like, right after, like, a draft or whatever, he talks about, it's time to shake it up, right? Definitely mm-hmm. shake it up. You know what I mean? Like, little shit like that.
Well, they went away from what used to be cool. They don't do cool things anymore.
Yeah.
It's way too predictable.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of predictable, six-man match at fucking on Raw was not predictable at all.
Okay.
We thought that it was going to be Rey and the Samoans versus AOP in the Messiah of Monday Night Raw. Oh my god, I hate that. But we thought it was going to be that, but there was no Ray. It was, well, it's the Beach Y'all showed up again. That kind of bothered me.
By the way, for those who don't know the joke, Sam Owens, Samoa Joe, yeah, and Kevin Owens. You had to spell it out for some people, you know?
Not, it's the Samoans.
Not everybody is that smart. But yeah, that was a thing. Like, it seemed like it was obvious it was going to be Ray, but like, Big Show out of nowhere, like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it was, like, that was weird. He returned. And on SmackDown, we got a bunch of returns, too. Speaking of the Samoans, we actually did get some other Samoans. The Usos came back.
Ooh.
So, no. Like, I'm glad they're back, but they went right into the main event program and it sucked. Because first off, the main event program was already boring. And for those of you who don't know, I know that The Fiend Bray Wyatt is the champion and Daniel Bryan and that whole situation is supposed to be the main event. It's not. It's the Roman Reigns, Bartender, Carbron, and fucking Dick Zugler. That's it.
Soon to be Robert Roode when he comes back. I bet you he's going to be back in that shit too because he was a thing in it, you know?
Hopefully he does come back soon so they can have a six-man. If, never mind. I'm not even going to go there if they have these two six-man things leading off Raw and SmackDown, I'm going to be pissed, but whatever. Sure.
It's probably going to be a thing, but whatever.
I hope not. I really hope not. But the Usos came back in the big main event picture. Good on them. Also, Sheamus is back.
Oddly enough, as a heel, I could have sworn he was going to be a face.
Nah, those promos was definitely heel promos. Those were heel promos. And speaking of heel promos, something that bothered the hell out of me on SmackDown, Miz went from face to heel randomly. Just no setup. He just went straight to being a heel.
Standard Big Show. He's the new Big Show, apparently. Because you know Big Show's known for that.
Yeah. Him and the only cool thing about that is we got Miz and Morrison back.
Yes. Which, breaking news, Morrison's going to be on Miz TV tomorrow on Friday.
And I'm expecting them to pull their old shenanigans and be themselves again. Hopefully it's fun. Mm-hmm. Hopefully they don't water themselves down in this PG era.
I think they'll be fine. You know, they both done good for themselves separately in this era and whatever. You know what I mean? Morrison, especially him not being in WWE.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think they'll be fine.
Yeah. And Daniel Bryan accepted the challenge to The Fiend, and him and The Fiend are going to wrestle at the Royal Rumble. That's going to be a big thing.
Yep.
So, that was our SmackDown half of the review. Now, let's get back to Raw. And there was a situation there on Raw that I wanted to bring up to you. I don't think we even went over this yet.
Okay.
The Rey and Andrade thing. Andrade took Rey's mask and then Rey attacked him. Do you think it'll be mask versus title eventually?
It will. Unlike WCW though, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to have a wonky ending. Because I don't think Andre is losing the belt, right? But I also don't think Ray is losing the mask.
That makes sense.
You know, because that's the only reason he came back, because they let him put the mask on.
But it's funny because we started out the podcast with this whole Andrade and Ray storyline, and they went away from it. Now it's back again.
Yeah.
In the beginning, we said, hey, it could be hair versus mask. And we said it could last up to WrestleMania, but apparently it's back and it's not going to be hair versus mask. It's going to be title versus mask.
What I rather, and it's not just because I'm biased and I really don't like Rey Mysterio, right? But he's getting up there in age. He's not as good as he used to be. His son is starting to wrestle, right? So why not have a title versus career match? Instead, because another thing, my wrestling journalist side is coming out. The mask versus title thing has been done. It happened in WCW where he actually lost. If I'm not mistaken, that was against Chris Jericho, and it was for the Cruiserweight title back then. Why rehash that? You know what I mean? I know things come back and whatever, full circle and whatnot, but at this point, what does it matter? We all know what he looks like.
That's true.
Only difference would be he had a gold tee, which I think at one point when he was with the Filthy Animals, he had a gold tee. So who cares?
But it wasn't gray.
That's true too. But if it was something I almost said a name that we already know what he looked like too. I don't know. I was about to say Sincara, but we know what that one looks like.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. He's not even in company, and he's probably not even a wrestler right now, but Excalibur. Me, personally, I have no idea what he looks like. He's a commentator in AEW, for those who don't know. So, if he lost his mask, that would kind of intrigue me, because I don't know what he looks like.
But there's a lot of people that don't know what Ray looks like.
Just go on the WWE Network. $9.99. Maybe a little bit more by the time you see this, you listen to the podcast, but whatever.
I want it to happen because, you have to admit, they have actually put on good matches. Oh, like, they haven't put on shitty matches.
Most definitely, they have. They have, yeah. I would have liked to see the house show one, because apparently that one's popping, but nah, like, if for it to end, because, like, they're going to have a final resolution eventually. They've been going at it for a long time. It has to be a career match. It has to be. And then Dominic could go out and get revenge, you know what I mean? That would be, you know, Dominic's way in.
Every time I said Dominic gets his revenge, you have shot it down for me.
No, no, no. Because you really want me to go there with it, in the podcast with this?
We were on the podcast when we made this.
Y'all have made it racist. Oh, it has to be Ray. He has to fight for the name Ray. No, fuck that. Fight for the honor of your father, fine. But you don't have to put the name in it. It doesn't have to be for the king of the ring and being the Ray and all that bullshit. No, no. Don't Hispanic it up or whatever. That's something this McMahon would do to make it, like, overly racist. You'll have fucking Jerry King Lawler in the background talking about Mexican jumping beans and shit like that. No, no. Just make it a pure feud for the honor of your father. Boom.
Okay. We can do that.
Dominic Mysterio. That's all we need.
I think they actually trademarked that too. That's the weird part.
Okay.
So that might be his name. We have Becky versus Asuka at the Rumble.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, but this storyline is heating up nicely, even though they did the little contract dumb thing last week, and then Becky tried to wipe it away, say, no, 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 it doesn't exist, no. We're cool now, something totally different. There you go, okay.
Yeah, other than that, like, this seems like it's going to be good.
Yeah.
Because on Raw, like, Becky popped the shit out of fucking Asuka.
Punched her right in the face. I was like, damn, that's how we're fighting, I guess.
Right.
And also, Charlotte said she's in the Women's Rumble.
Who didn't see that one coming?
I think that was last week, so I guess we did see that coming. But the Women's Rumble, I already know who's going to win. It's between one or two people. So I'm not even excited.
Okay.
Because it's either between Sasha or Shayna. Like, and when we get to talk about NXT later, I'm going to explain why you can definitely see it's possibly Shayna. But we're not going to talk about that now. We're going to talk about everything else.
Speaking of NXT, inside joke.
So, yeah, let's talk about NXT then.
No. We could go to, I don't know, Power or something?
Power. All right. I fucking love that match with Ricky Starks versus Nick Aldis.
Yeah, that was a good match.
That was a fucking good match. I know I've been raving, but yeah, he had a great match. Way to go, Ricky.
I was a little disappointed by the ending, but other than that, like, great match. Yeah, like, he's gonna be a star. You've said it multiple times, and I'm agreeing more and more with you.
Yeah, he has something.
Yeah.
Wait, why were you disappointed with the ending?
I don't know. Like, I feel like Ricky should have won. Not the title, per se. I don't know if it was for the title or whatever.
No. This is the television title tournament thing. It's part of that.
Okay, that's weird. Because one minute he's in, the next minute he's out. Nick Aldis, that is. So, yeah, like, Ricky should have won that.
Yeah, he should have. He should have. If I was them, I would have did the thing where Tim Storm would have got in and fucked him over, and that's how he lost.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of like push that feud going.
Yeah.
But evidently, they're going with another feud, which I find weird, but whatever.
I find the whole thing weird because they're not sticking to one feud for him, because he literally has Tim Storm, he has Marty Scurll, and the feud that you're alluding to is Ricky Morton. Like, I don't understand. Why do you have so many feuds?
Yep, don't forget James Storm, because James Storm is probably still in the mix somehow.
And James Storm, like, so I don't understand it. Why do you have so many feuds? And it's not intriguing. It's actually making me kind of concerned about the company. It's like, dude, just give him one basic feud so we can get to the pay-per-view, which is in, like, 3 weeks.
Oh, I'm heavily concerned for this company. Like, when we get to the end, yeah.
Yeah. And somebody, like, I don't know why I like him.
Mm-hmm.
I like Zicky Dice.
That's the blonde guy, right?
Yes, that's the blonde guy with the tattoos.
He reminds me of somebody. Like, I can't put my picture on it, my finger on it, but he reminds me of somebody.
Exactly. That's what it is. He reminds me of somebody. Don't know who it is. But it's like, I like you for some reason.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm behind him. I'm definitely behind that guy.
Yeah, he's cool. He kind of reminds me of, like a heavy bodies type of gimmick or something like that. Body Donna is, you know, early 90s, maybe like late 80s type of thing.
Right. And it's like, wow, like, I don't know, but I really like it.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to win a title anytime soon, but he makes a great character.
No. Yeah, he's not winning a title, but he does have a great character.
Yeah.
Yo, I was really pissed off at the tag team match they had, because not only was it just confusing, it literally almost made no sense to me.
The one that was supposed to be a three-way?
The Ken Anderson one?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because it was Ken Anderson and Boom Boom Cabana.
Yes.
Against James Storm.
Yes, and Eli Drake,
which I didn't even know they were a fucking team. Like, what the hell?
That's exactly what I was thinking too. I was so, oh my god, I was so confused. I was totally so confused. Cabana and Anderson did not even get along. And it's like, why were y'all even a tag team?
And that was weird, because Cabana and Anderson were a team for a while now. Like, at least a month or two.
Right. And I thought that he was going to punch him at the end, but like, they just went to the back. I was like, what the fuck, man? It just was so weird. Because during the whole thing, even James Storm and Eli Drake had a little bit of beef with each other. And it's like, why were they two people? Why were they tag teams?
But that one makes a little bit of sense, because they never teamed, as far as I know.
I think they teamed like one time in the very beginning when Eli Drake was on his side.
Yeah.
I'm like, I didn't get it. It was one of those weird things that made me go, you guys gotta fix this. Because like, we went on break and then they come back and everything's just weirder. And it's like, alright, it's not even the same anymore. Especially at the end, because I know you want to get to this end part.
Now, let me ask you this, though, right? Because you said, like, when we came back from the break, like, it all got weird and whatnot, right? Before we get into that. Could it have been because Cornette is gone? I don't want to give the man too much credit, you know what I mean? Like, God forbid he listens to the podcast and love this shit, but, like, you know what I mean? Could that be a thing? Because while he was there, everything seemed fine. Now, all of a sudden, he's gone and, like, slowly but surely becoming a mess.
You have to remember, he's been going for 2 months.
Okay.
Like, he's been going for 2 months, so it's not even him. They had a pay-per-view, they brought Stu Bennett in and everything. It's been 2 months, and it's like, it's weird now.
So you don't think that that's a caveat to this? Like, he has nothing to do with it?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. So, yeah, the ending, whatnot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, My mind is foggy. Y'all know I have a bad memory if y'all been listening for a long time. Apparently, they're doing a 4-on-4 tag match.
No, it's a 3-on-3 tag match.
3-on-3?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it is Nick Aldis.
No, it's not Nick Aldis.
See, that's why my mind is foggy. Go.
Like, this whole thing, this is what bothers me about this thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nick Aldis sets up this six-man, and everybody's like, okay, it's you versus Ricky Morton and a couple other people. And it's like, all right, we got this. He goes, no, Ricky Morton's not going to be in the match. I was like, what? So he tells Robert Gibson to be in the match, so that's on Ricky Morton's team. Fine. So Ricky Morton's like, okay, well, you're going to be in a match. He's like, no, I'm not going to be in a match either. So everybody's like, what the fuck? What is the point? Is it going to be...
I remember, but that's the reason, like, I had you explain it, though, because it's so weird.
Yeah, and then it's like, Wild Card is going to be in it, and then Scott Steiner out of nowhere, and it's like, okay. This boggles my mind. Completely.
That right there is my damn problem. I could deal with the whole weirdness of the match, but Scott Steiner in NWA, like, he's the complete opposite of what the fuck y'all represent.
Exactly. It was just so weird. Like, everything on that show was everything I was against in NWA. It's like, the only thing that was good on the show was, like, the couple of wrestling matches they had. All the storylines, like, just completely took me out of the show. I was like, yo, I don't want this.
The little segment that they had with, what's his name? Aaron Stevens and the Question Mark. Karate. I enjoy that.
Okay, I enjoy that because they're entertaining.
Yeah.
And, like, their story is easy to follow. Everything else here is just, like, They just said, fuck it. Like, we don't care anymore. Like, one thing that fucked them up is they're going to have a pay-per-view in January when they should have just waited and said, we're going to have a pay-per-view months later. But they said, fuck it, we're just going to have one in January.
They
just
came
from a pay-per-view in December.
Yeah.
Huh?
And yeah, that's just what they asked you. Didn't they just have one?
They just did in December. And it's like, why? They should have waited.
Kind of should have, like, spread them out like fucking AEW does.
Exactly. Like, if they would have spread them out, people would have been like, okay. And you could have had time to develop a lot of these stories instead of just throwing random stories together. And also, the Great Muta does... He's going to challenge Nick Aldis for the title. I don't know when that's going to happen. Nobody knows. We're confused.
Also, like, it seems like they're, like, setting up him versus Ricky Stark. That's another one.
They are. It's like, the NWA title had, it was the clearest path of most of the American titles. It was the clearest path. Nope. Fuck it. We're just gonna fucking make it weird.
Now it's the most confusing, if you ask me.
Yes. Like, I'm gonna give it 2 weeks if... By the end of 2 weeks, it's not settled. I might have to think about dropping them because it's like, what the fuck, man? Seriously.
And that's a shame because they're like one of the easiest to watch right now. They're on YouTube. That easy.
Exactly. And they were doing so good and they just decided to say, fuck it.
Yep.
Like, even after their pay-per-view, they were good. It's just like, as soon as the beginning of the year shows up, fuck it. We don't care. Get your shit together.
Exactly.
Speaking of getting your shit together, AEW fans need to get their shit together.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm going to go on a little rant. Because I'm a little pissed off. I'm a little pissed off and I'm going on a little rant. So, Wrestle Kingdom was this weekend. Great weekend. Just amazing weekend. The match between Chris Jericho and Tanahashi If Tanahashi won, he got a shot at the AEW title. Tanahashi lost, so there's no shot at the title. And all the AEW fans start pitching a bitch and getting mad. And then when fans go, dude, we don't need you guys. We don't need each other. And like, yes, you do. What, don't you need this? Don't you need... No. No, no, they don't. AEW needs to get their shit together first before they can start trying to bring in another company.
Exactly.
Like, just fucking relax. Just fucking relax. Your company is like, is shit right now. You need to fucking fix it. And I'm not saying WWE is any better. WWE is complete shit too. But get your shit together. And don't come trying to crawl back to New Japan. And don't say, well, things were better when we was in New Japan. No. New Japan just sold out the Dome twice without the Elite. None of them there. None of them were part of the scene. None of them was part of the lineup. Sold it out twice. I don't need them.
I'm not trying to hate on AEW either. You know what I mean? As a TV show, they're okay. I'm not going to say the greatest thing ever because they're obviously not. You know what I mean? They're mediocre at best. They're another Raw, in my opinion. But that's just my opinion. I'm not shitting on them, right? Business-wise, though, you got to think about it, right? They're leeches. Like, in all reality, they're leeches. Like you just said, New Japan Pro Wrestling does not need them. They need New Japan Pro Wrestling. Because look at the company as it is right now, right? You have Kenny Omega as... a triple A champion. I forget which one at the moment. You know what I mean? You have John Moxley as the New Japan Pro Wrestling champion. It's like, yes, you need to go to other companies to promote your shit.
It's that. And it's also like, these fans, they wanted, when AEW started, they wanted AEW to be a version of New Japan in America. That's not what they're giving them. They're giving them WWE light. That's what they're giving them.
Sure. Like they wanted... I got this from a friend, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's Nitro.
Yes, it's Nitro. That's what they're giving them, and the fans aren't happy with that. And that's why every time something comes up with New Japan, they're like, oh, they need to go back to New Japan, and New Japan needs to work with them. Imagine New Japan people being here, or imagine... AEW guys in New Japan, you don't. 2019 was one of the best years in New Japan. You know why? The Elite wasn't there. And fucking New Japan put on the greatest fucking shows out of all the wrestling companies in the world. So they don't need them. And if you say, oh, they need them for the U.S. expansion, they just dropped 4 cards for the U.S., and they look fucking spectacular. They don't need the promotion. Just relax. They don't need AEW. Like, most importantly, AEW needs them. New Japan doesn't need them.
Exactly.
And to be honest, I hope they never work together, because AEW, if they really want to, should stand alone and get their shit together. If they got their shit together, no one would be able to say shit. Like, some of the shit they did on fucking Dynamite, you really need to get your shit together. You do.
It was weird.
That fucking... You set up a fucking title match that people wanted to fucking see, and you screwed them out of the title match. Riho versus Chris Statlander, people wanted to see it so bad. What did you do? Hey, Brandy wants to get in this. Her and her crew, they want to fuck shit up. Why? Y'all said y'all wasn't gonna do this shit, and this is exactly what the fuck you do. Why?
You know what bothers me, though? Like, I just realized it as you said that, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
They swore that they were not gonna be like WWE and whatnot. They weren't gonna do anything that WWE did, right? What does WWE do, right? Recently, they kind of stopped it. I imagine they'll bring it back, though, right? Every time you look, you saw, like, some type of McMahon in, like, the main picture. You know what I mean? For instance, Shane McMahon recently. Every time he looked, he was in some type of main event. You know? Mm-hmm. In AEW's case, you have the Bucks over here, Kenny over there. You know, not so much his fault, but, you know, Hangman Page over there. You know what I mean? Like, anybody who's part of the little clique, and yes, I'm going there with the clique, they're in the main event. You know what I mean? You have so much other talent. Like, it's going to be all about y'all. You know what I mean?
And that's the way they make it seem. Like, they're, like, I said this last week. This whole, well, not last week, or the last time they were on. This whole Pac versus Kenny Omega thing, it should have been done after they wrestled. It's still going on.
Yep.
Like, Pac just attacked Michael Nakazawa again, and then Kenny had to go save him after they had a tag team match, him and Hangman Page. This is not making any sense. Like, this storyline should have been over when they had the match, and it should have been over.
Exactly.
But it's still going.
Another one that don't make sense. Like, why is the Dark Order beefing with fucking Bucks? You know? Like, they're not even the best tag team anymore, quote unquote. They got beat, like, multiple times already.
It's just, they just, I don't know. And I was watching the show, and this is, like, the last three shows. Where the fuck is LAX?
I don't know. They're going to be there next week, however. Where were they at today? Yeah. Yesterday and whatever, like, who knows?
Exactly.
Because, like, what went down would not have went down if they were there, I think.
The whole John Moxley thing?
Yes.
I believe that, too. It was a funny segment, but still, like, you have so much talent on your roster, and I know people be like, well, they can't put all their talent on a roster. Dude, you can switch it up. Like, it's so, like, you could switch so much shit up and follow up with storylines later. It's like, dude, why?
When's the last fucking time you saw Sean Spears?
Jesus Christ.
You see my point?
Oh, I can't even remember.
See, that's a thing.
Like, the last time I seen Joey Janela, he got hit in the balls, and that was it. Like, there was no follow up to that at all.
Basically. And what's the guy he's feuding with, Kip something?
Kip Sabian.
I haven't seen him for a little while either.
Before he hit Joey Janela in the nuts, couldn't see him either. It's like, they have storylines they could rotate in and out, but they're not doing that.
Jimmy Havoc, that's another one. Last time I saw him was at MLW, so what the hell?
I honestly am going to be honest with you. I'm not sure if he still works there.
But you see my point, though.
Yeah. Because he put something out on Twitter, and it was kind of confusing about his life and how stuff has been going on. I'm like, whoa, like, that seems kind of weird. It kind of seems shaky and fishy. Like, I don't know if he's with the company still.
Yeah.
But, man, like, they really got to get their shit together, because it's been so many times I've just looked at the show and go, it's so much more you can do with this show. And it's just bothering me. Like, you turned Britt Baker, who was supposed to be your top face, into a heel.
For no reason.
I know they're going to say, oh, because Rhea's the top heel. I mean, the top face. Yeah, fine. You could have had two faces. But you turned her into a complete heel, and it doesn't even make sense why she's mad. Because she got mad, and she didn't even lose the fall. Like, when she turned heel, she got mad in a match that she didn't even get pinned in. It's like, why are you mad? And now she's still mad. There's no explanation, no follow-up. I don't get it. And for the people who say, well, maybe you should watch Dark. I shouldn't have to watch Dark to get filled in on a storyline. If I'm watching Dynamite, I should be filled in on the storyline on Dynamite. Don't make me watch something else to get filled in on the storyline.
Like we said last week, they should like implement Dark into their main show, which they don't do.
We've been saying that for a while, and they have never done anything.
Yeah.
But we're going to talk about the good things that happened in AEW. So, that segment was just so fucking... It was so good because going into the segment, if you know Jon Moxley and Chris Jericho, the first thing going into the segment is like, Moxley's going to fuck everything up. That's not even what happened. And you're like, okay, well, that's different. You want to take this or you want me to take it?
No, go ahead. Because you'll explain that way better.
So, the Inner Circle have been asking Moxley to join.
Circle jerk.
Moxley. The circle jerk. As he calls it. Moxley comes down to the ring with his jacket on. And it's, they have the bubbly. They have. What else do they have? A table. And they have all this stuff set up. And they're like.
They had the cookies to the, what was it, $350,000 car that they all put money in to buy?
Yes. And they're like, come on. Moxley gets in the ring. And you automatically go, he's going to fuck them up, right? He's going to fuck them up. Moxley goes, I came here because I wanted power. And that's what I'm here for. And he unzips his jacket and he has on an Inner Circle shirt. It's like, oh shit, he's joining the Inner Circle? He shook hands, hugged. They drank a little bit of bubbly. And it just was, it was weird. This went on for about 5 or 6 minutes. And they're talking about how they're going to run AEW. Sammy Guevara's out there and Jake Hager's out there. And then they go out to the crowd and like start making fun of the crowd. It's like, why did y'all leave Jericho in the ring by himself with Moxley? And Moxley just is talking about how cool it is to be part of the Inner Circle. And then he just cuts Jericho off. Was like, hey, give me the keys. Jericho gave him the keys. And then he said, you know what? I only want one thing. And it's that title.
No, first he said, I was joking.
Yeah, he told him he was joking. And he hit him with a bottle of bubbly. And I was like, oh, he turned. Because that was his real intention. Got it.
Then hit him with dirty deeds. Then, what's his face? Sammy got in the ring. Got him with a dirty deed. He ran from fucking Jake, though. I wanted him to hit him with it, too. Like, do a clean sweep.
I hoped he hit him, but he didn't.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Moxley got Jericho.
But at least in that segment, he did, like, the Price is Right, and he got away with a new car!
Exactly. The reason it was so cool, because it was so intriguing, because he literally sold that for about 10, 15 minutes of him being on their side.
Yeah, it went on to the point where.
Yeah, to the point where you actually started to believe, because Tom was ticking down, and it's like, oh, they only got like a minute left in the show. Like, wait a minute, this is happening.
Yeah.
Because it got so close to the end, it's like, oh, they got a minute left. Like this, oh, this is how it's gonna go off, right? And then he turned just like right there with 30 seconds left. Was like, oh, okay, well, that's how it's going off.
The weird part, I would have been fine if he would have joined, because that actually would have been something new, something intriguing. That's the type of shit I personally want. I don't know about you, but you know what I mean? Like, they just went with the status quo type of thing, you know?
Like, I understand why they went with the status quo, but also it would have been fun for them to eventually go against the Elite like that.
Yeah.
That would have been cool. Like, you have Moxley to go against the Elite with you. That would have been cool, but I guess not. And then, did we talk about the DDP thing?
Oh, no. You could talk about it, but like, what the fuck? That's another thing. They keep bringing back old people.
When they said they wasn't going to do that, but DDP came back during this. So MJF had extended the challenge to Cody. I almost called him Kofi. To Cody. With all these ridiculous stipulations. And even to me, I was like, that's like too much. He wanted to beat him. He wanted to humiliate him, to have a match against Wardlow. Earlier in the night, Arn Anderson said, we're not doing that. I got to talk to Cody, but we're going to come up with another plan. So they didn't do that. And MJF was pissed. So MJF comes out talking shit, and then DDP shows up. I'm like, okay. I know that DDP and Cody are close, but it was like, okay. And DDP and MJF got into it, and then they brought out Butcher and Blade, who both got diamond cutted, so they suck.
The bunny almost got it too.
Yeah, she did. And apparently next week DDP is going to be wrestling?
And six-man tag. I forget exactly who's on it, but yeah.
But it's like, why? Like, I don't have nothing against DDP personally, but why are you back wrestling?
Nah, DDP as a person is a great fucking person. You know what I mean? Like, I would love to meet him. Like, all the good he's done and whatnot.
Yes.
But, you know what I mean? Like, no, dog. No. No. Like, have your happy retirement. You have a good business going, number one. Number two, AEW should not need you. You know what I mean? That's them needing again. You know what I mean? The whole leeching thing I'm talking about. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And like, that's them being WWE again. You know? I'm like, oh, we're going to be so much different. No. The only thing they have differently is more pyro. So you're trying to show off, well, we got money, right? The, mm-hmm. the feel of it, because it feels more like WCW. And this whole winning system thing.
Yes, would they just retcon because it's a new year?
Yeah, which, like, I don't know. Like, everything else is, like, better be light, as you put it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, I was down with the winning system at first, but then, like, I noticed something. And, like, you're to make people look weak. Because, like, on AEW, they had a six-man tag. It was, mm-hmm. What was it? The Jurassic Express, I believe they're called?
Yep.
Which is Luchasaurus, what's his name? Jungle Boy, Jack Perry.
Mm-hmm.
As fucking JR would say. You know, Jungle Boy. I'm just going to call him Jungle Boy, but, you know. And then you have Marco Stunt.
Yep.
They went against the best friends, Trent, and I forget the other guy's name.
Orange Cassidy? How could you forget?
No. Not Orange Cassidy, the other one.
Chucky T
and Orange Cassidy, as he said. So I'm looking at the entrances, and in they're like, I don't know what's the official name for it, but we call them nameplates when they show their mm-hmm. names. It showed that Lucha Express and the trio has not won a match. And they're popular as shit. Like, they're over. Like, in the trio, you have not won a match? Like, what the fuck?
No, I think that's because they reset everything. Because I swore they won one match in the 6 months that they've been alive.
Okay. Because it said they lost one.
I think they might have.
Oh, okay. Because, like, see, that's why part of me doesn't like it, because it makes people look weak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like I said, they gotta get their shit together.
Yep. God forbid when they make their secondary title or whatever the hell.
I really thought that ring thing that MJF had was going to be the secondary title, but apparently not. Because they have not covered that ring thing at all.
Not.
They haven't brought it up once.
It's similar to when like Braun Strowman won the Greatest Royal Rumble thing, where I don't remember if he actually had a goddamn belt.
Yeah, he did.
And like 1 week later, the belt disappeared.
Yes, it did.
But yeah, like, that's my whole feelings on it. Like, I don't know. Like, Dynamite is weird.
Yeah, I have a feeling they could get better eventually. When they get their shit together, they could get better and people will understand them and be like, yeah, you know what? They're good. As of right now, they're just not hitting it for me.
Nah.
I'm sorry.
No, I was gonna say that, but that was AEW.
That's what I was gonna say.
Yeah.
Took the words right out of my mouth. But let's get into the NXT.
Alright.
So, what did you think of NXT?
It was good. It was good. Not like I don't know, like it was something about it wasn't great, you know what I mean? But it was good.
That's what I was thinking too. There was like it was this weird feeling of like, hey, we didn't even try. We just showed up here.
Yeah. Like something was definitely off about it.
Yeah, it was like no trying. It was like, yeah, we're here. Hey. It was like, okay. Could be better, but all right.
Like, to steal a phrase from you, it was like a slow burn. Like, at first, it was like, eh. Towards, like, the middle of the show, like, it started to pick up and whatnot. Like the main event, most definitely, like, I popped for that shit.
Yeah, but I felt like it could, like, it could have came out a little bit stronger. Like, it felt like everybody was still on vacation on their side. They was like, well, we'll just send some people out and show up. Because the opening segment, which actually has a fucking story to it now, Rhea Ripley came out to celebrate, then Toni Storm showed up. It was like, everybody's like, oh, this is a thing. Then Io Shirai showed up. Then Kaylee Ray showed up. Then Bianca Belair showed up. And then Candice LeRae showed up. And it's like, wait a minute. All these people are going to have a shot at his idol? And they do. And then they turn it into a six-man. I'm like, okay. Still never figured out who's going to have a shot at the title. Rhea Ripley and her team win. And then they announce that next week they're going to have a battle royal for the number one contender. Now, here's a little caveat for those people. Two, actually. You know Shayna Baszler is not in that Battle Royal.
I noticed that. Nor was she one of the ones that came out. You think exactly. She'll be one of the first ones to come out.
Yes, because you actually said that. Was like, hey, where's her and Mary and Jesse? I was like, you know what? They didn't show up. But that is a thing.
Yeah.
So that leads back to my other conversation about her being in a Rumble. And also, Worlds Collide, some of the matches were officially announced today.
I seen one.
And one of them, like, kind of spoils everything because it's going to be Rhea Ripley versus Toni Storm.
Okay.
So that's going to be a thing. And the other one is going to be Ilya Dragunov versus Finn Balor.
Prince Finn Balor.
Who Johnny Gargano cut a hell of a promo on last night.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't think Johnny had promo skills. But just like Finn Balor said when he came out, he said, you should be called Johnny Promo now. So, I don't know why.
Johnny everything.
Basically. But that's going to be a cool match.
Yep.
And Johnny Gargano versus Finn Balor is going to happen at TakeOver Portland, by the way. just so you people don't forget that's happening.
I'm down with that.
Oh, yeah. And then we had a match between Mia Yim and Caden Carter. I think that's her new name now. Is that right?
That sounds about right. It's Caden something, yeah.
Yeah. And they had a good match, a really good match. And after the match, Chelsea Green shows up. And it had me and you confused because we're like, isn't she on the main roster?
Yeah, like, if I'm not mistaken, she's supposed to be on Raw.
Yeah, because she did like 3 main event shows. And it's like, aren't you on that show? Apparently not, because now she's back at NXT with Robert Strauss, who, if you guys don't remember, was Robbie E from TNA Impact. That's Joaquin Wilde, who had a match on NXT against Austin Fury.
But remember, Joaquin also teamed up with Robbie E, and I forget the other guy's name or whatever. They were part of the bromance in TNA.
Yes, they were. And the bromance was a slight ripoff of the Jersey Shore / Zack Ryder. You know, bro. You know.
You know it. Ooh.
But Austin Theory, he looked like $1 million in that match with Joaquin Wilde.
Oh my god, didn't he? Like, that entrance alone looked like a fucking WrestleMania, like, worthy entrance.
Yeah, he's going to be a star. And then they had the main event.
Wait. Before you go into it, right?
Uh-huh.
The Dusty Rhodes Classic Tournament.
Yes. So they had the Undisputed Era versus Gallus, who is Mark Coffey and Wolfgang.
Yes.
That was a pretty good match.
By the way, they're both NXT Tag Team Champions.
The UK and the USA Champions.
Yep.
And then we had the Forgotten Sons, who I almost forgot about, versus... who were their opponents?
I forgot.
See, the Forgotten Sons made her forget their opponents. But it was somebody from the UK. That's all I remember.
Yeah. In any case, no, Imperium.
Somebody from the UK, see? Close.
As soon as you said they came to me, Imperium.
And they fought Imperium. And Imperium won.
Yep.
And next week, the Time Splitters come back from the future, which is Kushida and Alex Shelley. And it feels like we're from the future because we predicted that last week.
Yep, we said either him or Chris Sabin.
Yep.
Like, we most definitely said that shit.
See, people, you have to listen to us because we tell you the truth, sisters.
I have to like point out though, right? And we discussed it after the last week's podcast, right? So we both kind of botched and whatnot because he said it, but I also didn't correct him because like I thought like it was right too. It is what's his name? Matt Riddle. We said he's gonna team up with Keith Lee. That's not the case. He's teaming up with Pete Dunne.
Yes, I was wrong.
We both were wrong, because I didn't correct you. So.
Yes, so we were both wrong.
The reason I'm bringing that up, and I'm correcting it, is because of the name they came up with. Well, Matt Riddle came up with. What is the name?
I don't know it. I'm not saying it.
For those of you that don't know, he hates these names.
I hate these names.
They're apparently called the Broserweight. And I popped for that.
Whatever, man.
Like that was really awesome in my opinion.
Whatever.
So yeah, that's a thing.
And we had the main event, which was Keith Lee versus Cameron Grimes versus Donovan Dijakovic and who? There was one more person, right?
Donovan Dijakovic, Keith Lee, Damian Priest.
Damian Priest.
Yeah.
That's what it was. It was a pretty good match.
It was. Like, at one point, I felt as with Cameron Grimes not fit because these motherfuckers are heavyweights. Super heavyweights, if you will, because they big as shit. Cameron Grimes is a cruiserweight. You know, like, to respect. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He just chubby, but he's a fucking cruiserweight. He fucking, like, at one point, he flipped over on Keith Lee with a fucking, like, running Spanish fly.
Yep. And you thought that he couldn't do it.
I could be wrong.
That match was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
It was so cool.
By the way, I don't think we mentioned that.
It's for the North American title.
Yep.
And that'll happen in 2 weeks.
And the winner was...
Keith Lee. So yeah, Keith Lee versus Roderick Strong in 2 weeks. In a one-on-one match, even though they had a triple threat, this is going to be a one-on-one match.
It kind of bothers me, though, that it's going to be 2 weeks, though, because, like, why bother doing it this week? Like, for all that, you should do it next week and then have the match next week. You know what I mean? Have the four-way be next week and then have the match, the title match be the following week.
This is why. I want them to give people a little time to heal up. Like, Keith Lee just went through that war in the four-way.
Yeah.
Give him a little time to heal up so he can come in fresh against him.
Well, that's a good point.
So, like, that's the only thing that I'm with. Like, keep him fresh.
That's a good point.
Because I don't know what they're going to do next week, but keep him fresh.
Yeah.
So yeah, like that was NXT. Anything else you want to talk about?
No, I think we had enough tangents. See, this is a tangent show.
What the hell? Oh, and I don't know what to say. Thank you, Liger. That's it. Thank you, Liger.
Yeah, thank you, Liger. Because for those that don't know, he officially retired.
Yes, he did. And it was emotional.
Yeah. I want to say during Wrestling Kingdom, he had 2 retirement matches back-to-back. Because Wrestling Kingdom lasted 2 days.
Yep. He had one on Saturday and one on Sunday.
Cool.
And his retirement Saturday was on Monday morning.
Awesome. Yeah. Does he still work for the company? Like, is it like a backstage thing he's gonna have from now on? Like, how did that work?
Yes, he works. He works in the dojo. Also, he sometimes works on commentary, but he helps out a lot with the Americans coming into Japan. He kind of helps them out a lot. So, yeah.
Got you.
He's gonna be doing all that.
Cool. So he just done in ring.
Yep.
Gotcha.
He said he didn't want to be one of those old people that can't wrestle anymore. So yeah, he's done.
Scott Steiner.
What the fuck? We know. But yeah, that's it.
That's our show, people.
And as we always end it, oh, fuck this shit.